Hi everyone, this is Angie Meeker. I wanted to talk with you a little bit today about segmenting your users and offering options to those users based on that segmentation. So today I went to lunch with my husband Robert to a restaurant that has one of those Coke Freestyle machines. Do you know what that is? It's like a big red box with one spigot. And it's a big red computer actually with one spigot, and you can get pretty much any type of Coke product that you want from the machine. So Coke, Diet Coke, Fanta, root beer, High C, lemonade, any of these you can access in this one particular machine. So when you step up to the screen, that's what you see. You see the top maybe 10 product lines Coke offers, and then if you tap on one of those product lines, you get offered other choices for that same type of product. So like if I clicked on Coke, I might then see Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, Coke Zero, and you can imagine that's for every single one of their major product lines, and you can get it all from this one machine. You can even mix and match from different areas of the machine. And what I've noticed over time is that not just at this restaurant, most restaurants with this Coke Freestyle machine, is that customers step up to the machine and you can tell that they're a little bit overwhelmed by all of the choices because it takes them quite a while to pick what they want from the machine. Today, though, I don't want any nasty comments in the comments about how I shouldn't drink pop. I wasn't the one drinking the pop. I was getting it for Bob, R.D. Meeker. So if you want to yell at him about how bad pop is for you, you can go find him on Twitter at R.D. Meeker. Okay, so I stepped up to the machine to get his pop, and I noticed that it didn't have those top 10 product lines on the home screen anymore. Instead, what it had was one circle that said all products, another that said low or no calorie products, another that said caffeine free, and the last one said fruit flavored drinks. And I thought this was really interesting because it seems to begin to solve that problem of the customer stepping up to the machine and being really overwhelmed by all of the choices. Instead, I bet what they've done is they've taken the statistics of what people choose when they make their selection from these machines and found out that folks generally fall into one of those three categories, low, no cal, caffeine free, or fruit flavored drinks. And instead, they have presented those as the first four options to funnel the customer into the type of drink that is best for them. Now, once you are in that section, then you begin to see all of the other choices like you did before, but at least you don't have all of the other choices too cluttering up your options when you're trying to just simply fill up your drink. And you know, this has changed a lot. It used to be that if you had a drink, think of how much this has changed. It used to be that you couldn't even fill up your drink yourself. It was behind the counter. And then they brought the pop machines out and put them in the lobby at fast food and fast casual restaurants. Now you can fill it up yourself. And then it moved even beyond that to where you stopped having just, you know, maybe five or six choices in the machine. And instead, now you have access to every single product that Coke produces basically in one machine. But I thought it was interesting how they had identified their users and segmented the options based on that. Now, you can do that same thing too. Let's say that you're a tax accountant, and obviously you offer all sorts of tax services. You may have three particular types of users that you service. You may have individual taxpayers, you may have small business taxpayers, and then you may have corporations or enterprise taxpayers. Now, those three customers have very different needs. And as an individual taxpayer, I wouldn't necessarily need to see all of the information or options or services that you offer for your enterprise clients. So on your homepage, instead of offering information about all of those types, it may be best for you to offer three options that allows the user to segment themselves and gain access to the information and services that is most applicable to them. So that's all that I have for you today. The thing is this, you can't do that until you've actually taken the time to stop and think about who are my customers and what are their needs so that I can help them most easily accomplish those or meet those needs when they're visiting your site. If you need some help thinking through your users and how you can best offer options for your users, go ahead and leave a comment down in the comment section. We'll just talk it out right here in the comments. Or if you want to talk privately about it, find me on Twitter at Angie Meeker or shoot me an email, angie@angiemeekerdesigns.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our email newsletter over in the sidebar. Thanks. Have a great day.